That evening, Luke called a conference of the Jedi Masters Council. "I'll keep this brief," he told them, "as I have a lot of preparations to make before tomorrow night, and in the interest of not drawing out an unpleasant event. First, I withdraw from my duties as Grand Master of the Jedi Order until such time as my sentence has been served, commuted, or struck down in the court. This is effective as of my departure from Coruscant." Kip Duren smiled. "For the first time in this whole mess, you've given me some hope." Luke looked at him curious. "How so? You didn't resign as Grand Master. Clearly you plan to come back and resume your position." "I do. I hope to. So while I'm gone, there will be no wild parties in the Master's chamber." It felt good to be able to make a joke, even a stale one. "Second, I appoint Master Kenth Hamner as governing Master of the Order." Hamner, a tall, fair-haired man with features that spoke of generations of family wealth and rule, his posture military perfect, offered Luke a wan smile.
"And I did not even have the opportunity to negotiate before the sentence was passed on me."
"Chief of State Dala and the military have faith in you." Luke gave him a sympathetic look. "Your own fault for leading a lifetime of military experience."
"I will serve as best I can, Grandmaster."
Master Octoramus, recovered from the minor injuries she had sustained during Valen's rampage, asked,
"What are you going to do while you're gone, Master Skywalker?"
"I plan to do what I negotiated with the Chief of State, to understand what brought Jason to the dark side, and then set up protocols to anticipate the same thing happening in other Jedi. If we're lucky, this may also have some bearing on what has happened to Valen and Seth. I'll start by retracing as much as I can the travels Jason undertook prior to the Killick crisis. I'm hoping that the answer lies somewhere along his journey." Master Hamner placed his hands together and peered over them at Luke.
"Since that is distinctly to the Jedi Order's benefit, even though you can't advise us in any significant way until your sentence is concluded, and since the terms of your sentence do not come into effect for another day, I feel no guilt in offering you whatever resources you need to accomplish your mission. We just need to get them all transferred within a day."
"I'll be using Mara's yacht as my main transportation and home, so travel is not an issue. But operating funds are. I don't exactly have savings." Hamner nodded.
"I'll set up an account for you. Not a drawing account, as that would be proof of Jedi Order support after your sentence begins. A sum constituting 43 standard years of back pay, I think."
Luke smiled, amused. "And please, bank it out of some world that is not part of the Galactic Alliance, or likely to join it anytime soon."
"Consider it done. You'll have all the details in hand by breakfast."
"That's all I have to say." Luke looked among the Masters. Sadness threatened to descend on him, to constrict his heart, but he kept it at bay by an act of will. "Any issues I need to address as Grand Master, you need to bring to me as soon as possible." Kip Duren nodded. "We'll sort it out." Silgal was the first to rise. As she approached Luke, her action acted as a signal to the others, who all got to their feet. She enfolded Luke for a brief moment in her rubbery arms.
"We will keep you home for your return," she told him. "May the Force be with you, always and everywhere."